excuse me for my voice, but I have never, never seen anything like it. On the road again.
If we wanted to hit mailboxes, we could let Ralph drive. We're the best
of friends. Moron, your bus is leaving. We'll keep turning our way, and our way
is on the road again. Welcome to this Oregon State edition of the On the Road Home podcast. This is Ken Crawford reporting to you on the road home from Corvallis on I-5. Obviously, this loss was very disappointing for fans and players alike. When we did the interviews after the game, what was notable was just how angry the team was. Tedford was angry. Follett was very angry. Up and down the board, there was just a lot of anger. And it's a different emotion than disappointed or upset or heartbroken. It's angry. And I think, despite the fact that there's a lot of things to be worried about, it's probably the emotion you want them to have. Javid Best explicitly pointed to that and said, players are going to want to come to work on Sunday, and they're going to want to watch film, and they're going to want to figure out how to solve these problems because they're angry. And winning the big game is really important. And there was a lot of that. In past, when I've talked to the players, you know, there's not been a big emphasis on the big game. It's been more about winning the Pac-10 and doing well overall in conference and that sort of thing. And the rivalry with Stanford has been kind of on the back burner. And I think a lot of that was because the Bears were winning every year, and they didn't feel like Stanford was a formidable opponent, and they didn't really care that much. But when Stanford comes back and takes the axe, it changed everything. And this year, it's all about getting the axe back, about winning in Berkeley, restoring that pride, stopping the slide, and finishing out the season on a strong note. Some notes about the game. A number of people were asking whether the botched punt or the botched fake punt was a designed fake punt because Worwell Williams just didn't look like he was ready for that ball when it hit him in the chest. And the coaching staff confirmed it was a designed fake punt. They were trying to get the first down. And it's a good position. If there's a place on the field where you're going to try to pull that, it's when you're at the opponent's 36 or wherever they were at. So they were trying to do a fake punt, but for whatever reason, Williams just wasn't ready for the ball. I don't know if he wasn't expecting the snap or he didn't realize it was a fake punt or what, but it was a designed fake punt that was botched. Anger, who was having a horrible day punting, is not at all injured, doesn't have any problems. Tedford was adamant about that. He's just not performing that well right now, having a difficult time dropping the ball right. And Kevin Riley's going to be the starter probably for the rest of the season. Tedford said he's going to start for the big game, and he said it so cavalierly, it's clear I think he's chosen his starter for the rest of the season. I think the thing that a lot of people are forgetting that is really hurting the Bears this year, and there's nothing much they can do about, is the youth and inexperience at offensive line. It really hurts everything that the offense wants to do. You can't run the ball because the linebackers and the linemen can get off their blocks. The passing game is disrupted left and right because the offense isn't holding the pocket, and Riley can't get the ball downfield, and Tedford was pointing out a lot of how much that hurts, and the sacks, and having to throw the ball away, and being in long yardage situations in second and third down because of all of those offensive line breakdowns. And he wasn't critical of the play of the offensive line because he knows he's got a lot of young guys in there that he's having to play and just aren't quite ready. But it doesn't change the fact that it's really hurting the Bear offense. And I think that as they mature, they're going to get better and better. And next season and the following season, you're going to see a much improved offensive line that has a lot of experience under their belt for even still being mostly made up of sophomores and juniors. So that really hurt, and I think a lot of the offensive woes had to do with the fact that the job was not getting done in the trenches, that they were losing the battle there pretty consistently. And you do have to give a lot of credit to Oregon State. Their defense is stout, they're bringing a lot of pressure, they're doing all the right things. But it becomes a very different game if the offensive line can thwart those attacks. Because there were men open downfield. It's just a question of having the time to get the ball to them or to not be running for your life to be able to see them. The other half of the equation on defense, the defense really did a pretty good job. Their weakest performance was in the second half. Rodgers really wore them down. And how can you blame them? You know, in the second half, Cal lost the time of possession battle more thoroughly than in the first half. And they just get worn down eventually. And he's a great running back. The Oregon State offensive line was executing very well. And in the big picture, the Bears did a reasonable job of bottling him up and keeping the Oregon State offense to field goals. People forget that the Cal defense only gave up 13 of the 34 points. One touchdown was directly off of the interception at the end. One was directly off of the kickoff return for a touchdown. And the third, the offense got the ball at the 2-yard line after that long punt return. So you can't really hold that against the defense either. So that means they only gave up 13 points. And in the big picture, when you hold a Pac-10 offense under 20 points, you're doing your job. It's when your team isn't putting up 30 points that you're not doing your job. The special teams, of course, play a huge factor there. And I'm not sure why this week there were so many big holes for the opposition to run through. They've generally been pretty good at making their assignments and not giving up the big run, and I didn't see Oregon State doing anything particularly unique to fool the return team. But maybe it was just they were playing very physically. Oregon State always plays very physically in all phases of the game, and maybe the Bears weren't used to seeing that. But whatever it was, that, I think, really hurt the Bears more than is apparent elsewhere. Breaking down some of the other player performances, Riley had an uneven game. In some ways, he did pretty well. He was smart with the ball. You know, he didn't throw a bunch of interceptions, even in desperate situations, until the very end, of course, and that was pretty disappointing. That's why I would say it's an uneven performance. Is he threw two interceptions in a row from his own goal line. I mean, that's pretty bad. You know, yeah, it's okay that at desperation time you're forcing the ball more than usual, but when you have two pass attempts and two interceptions, that's not too good. And there were a number of other times where he had opportunities, but he didn't take advantage of them. So I'd call it an uneven performance. He is smart with the ball. He doesn't seem to throw the ball in bad places like Longshore has a tendency to do a handful of times a game. But there were times where he's missing players. And so I think that's why I'd say the performance is uneven. Hopefully he can get some of his passing consistency back. His elusiveness is good. There were a number of times where I thought he was going to get sacked and he managed to elude the tackler, at least temporarily. So there are a number of good things there. There's a number of things to be optimistic about, but his accuracy is concerning, and he has not shown that ability to perform in the toughest situations at the end of the game. He's actually looked pretty weak when things have gotten desperate at the end. Best had another reasonably good game. He was not given many opportunities. I think he did a great job in the return game, and I'm sure people noticed that they were kind of switching off between him and Jeremy Ross. And I asked him about that, and he said that when he returns the kickoff, he doesn't get to go in on the first play of the drive, and he didn't like that. So he actually requested not to return kicks, and Tedford obliged some of the time, but not all of the time. So that's why they were kind of switching back and forth, based on whether Tedford wanted him returning kicks or was willing to accept that it was better for him to be on the field when the drive started. But overall, he had a reasonably good performance, considering there are not many holes opened up for him. I think he's doing a little better job than he has in the past of falling forward and getting those 2 extra yards, as opposed to getting hit and dropped and not getting the most out of that situation. He's still not as good as Vereen at doing that, but he's got that burst and speed that really makes him far superior to Vereen when he is in the open field. And his touchdown was an example of that. It seems, you know, once a game, he's going to get a big hole, and he's going to take more than the most of it. Because there were a couple guys I thought had the angle on him on that play that didn't even come close. But once he got into the open field and could stretch out his legs, he was gone. Probably one of the more disappointing units on offense, disappointing from the standpoint of not living up to my expectations, was the wide receiver core with the dropped balls. There weren't that many of them, but they all happened at the wrong time, at the times when it's really a big deal. Mora dropped a very important third down. Tucker dropped a beautiful pass from Riley, probably his best pass of the day, and didn't hold on to it. And then Best dropped that ball out of the backfield that killed another drive. So they were all at really inopportune drops and very disappointing to see. And when you already have a defense that's really holding you down, and you already have an offense that's having sputtering problems as it is, it really kills to add dropped balls to that equation of things that are slowing you down. One thing the wide receivers did very well is execute that trick play for the touchdown. When I saw that in the booth, I thought, oh God, another wide receiver screen. It's not going to work. It never does. The wide receivers don't block well enough at Cal to make that happen. But it fooled Oregon State very thoroughly. And the blocking was just good enough to let Ross get the pass off to Boateng. And Boateng, I actually watched the replay on TV, did a great job of doing the fooling thing as he was running downfield. Because what you need to do when you're that guy who's supposed to get open is you need to make it look like you're getting beat on a block. You don't want it to look like you're running downfield. So you want to run up to the guy who you're trying to block and kind of look like you don't know what you're doing and you let him right by so that he thinks he beat the wide receiver on a block, when in reality he just sprung him free deep into the secondary. And Boateng did a pretty good acting job there. He made it look like he was actually trying to block that corner or safety or whoever it was. So that was a real positive for the wide receivers, and unfortunately I think you only get to play that play once. Stanford and Washington are going to be looking for it. But there are a couple other options there. You can do a similar thing where instead of using a fourth receiver, you can have Vereen swing out of the backfield and catch the ball on a lateral and throw the same pass. And he can throw the ball. He actually throws the ball pretty darn well. Speaking of running backs throwing the ball, I'm really not liking this direct snap to Best. We only do it once a game, so it's not too bad. But everybody knows Best can't throw the ball. We've seen it in practice. He has no ability to toss the ball. So it really boggles my mind that we continue to do this direct snap to him, because it doesn't gain anything. If you were bringing another blocker onto the field and replacing the quarterback with another blocker, maybe it gains you something. But when the quarterback goes out into formation as a receiver, when you know he's not good at catching the ball, when you know Best can't throw the ball, the defense is not going to take the pass option seriously, and you just tipped your hand that you're guaranteed you're going to run the ball on the next play. So I really don't like that play. I guess I'm not too bothered that Cal wants to run it once a game just to see how it works out, but I don't think it gives any unique matchups that are exploitable. Another player who had a disappointing game was Tavecchio, who was replaced by Kay, kicking the ball off after he shanked one way out of bounds. When Kay came in, it was proof to me that Seawright is not 100%, because Seawright is the better of Kay and Seawright. So he's clearly still really struggling with his leg injury from earlier in the season. But Tedford was just not going to stand for another shanked kickoff, particularly one that went out of bounds. And Tavecchio has struggled a little bit with that, and I'm not really sure why. His field goal kicking was good. I mean, he didn't get the style points of Oregon State of bouncing it off the upright and still getting the points, but, you know, we'll take what we can get. So it's not that Tavecchio's all bad, and I'm sure he will continue to kick field goals, but I think he's trying to put too much into the ball and is actually mishitting it, and that's far worse than taking just a little bit off, making sure you hit the ball hard but squarely, and getting the ball down the field to about the 5, but he just doesn't have the power to get the ball into the end zone. So looking forward, the Bears have Stanford on Saturday in Berkeley. An important thing to note about the big game is this will be a Bear crowd. The Bears only sold their normal minimum number of tickets to Stanford because of the new arrangement. All Stanford season ticket holders did not get tickets, and I bet you a lot of them didn't want to buy tickets to the big game because they weren't sure how the season was going to turn out. So it should be a mostly Cal crowd, which is going to be a first in Memorial Stadium. Usually it's a relatively balanced crowd. And I think that's a big advantage for the Bears. They're still undefeated at home. They play very well in front of their home crowd. And it will be as much of a home field advantage as it was against Oregon, who always brings a lot of people to Berkeley. So that's a big deal. The Bears really need to win that game, both to get back on track, and because if they don't win that game, the free fall against Washington is all too possible. Whereas if they do win that game, I think that Washington is so horrible right now, so demoralized, so without a coach, that it should be a pretty easy game for the Bears. So they need to win the big game, get their confidence back, and then the home game against Washington should be no problem. Looking at bowl scenarios then, assuming the Bears win out, I think actually there's a relatively strong shot still at the Holiday Bowl. Obviously the Rose Bowl's out of the equation at this point. But people are forgetting that if Oregon State goes to the Rose Bowl, USC is probably getting an at-large berth. Not probably, is getting an at-large berth, assuming they win out. So we've got two teams in the BCS, which is a good thing for Cal's bowl prospects. The other teams they're competing with for that number 3 spot, which is now the Holiday Bowl, is Oregon and Arizona. If Oregon State wins out, they beat both of those teams in the next 2 weeks, and so Cal will be tied with Oregon for that third place spot. They'll have the head-to-head advantage. They'll have the advantage of showing up really well at the Holiday Bowl the last 2 times they went. And I think the Holiday Bowl probably picks them. Although it's not a gimme, for sure it's a possibility that they would pick Oregon over Cal, because it's been a while since Oregon's been to the Holiday Bowl. But it's at least a strong possibility. The Sun Bowl would love to have the Bears, I think, although afterwards they may not feel the same way. And that's a pretty strong possibility as well, if the two teams end up in the BCS. If Oregon State loses one of their last 2 games, now we're talking about an Emerald Bowl or Vegas Bowl appearance, because Oregon's going to be in front of Cal in the standings if they beat Oregon State, and Arizona would be tied with Cal in the standings if they beat Oregon State. And now the Pac-10 only gets one team in the BCS because USC goes to the Rose Bowl, and Oregon State or anybody else is not getting an at-large berth. So it could be a pretty big tumble for the Bears just based on the fact that Oregon State doesn't win out, irrelevant of whether the Bears finish out strong. So I think we should all be secondary fans for Oregon State at this point, both for the Bears' own sake, but also for the fact that, do we really want USC to go to yet another Rose Bowl? I mean, come on, let's be honest here. I'd much rather see Oregon State put together a great season and get that shot. Yeah, Cal wishes they were the one who got that shot, but we didn't get it done. And Oregon State did, and I would hope that they would be rooting for us if the tables were turned. That's going to wrap it up for this edition of the podcast. Make sure you listen to the quotes from head coach Jeff Tedford and the players here after the podcast. And thank you for listening. Here are quotes from head coach Jeff Tedford.
Yeah, I mean, it's really hard to get in the flow when you end up in so many long yard situations. And, you know, our first down, you know, we weren't making any progress on first down. And, you know, really struggled protecting the passer today. And when you end up in that many long yard situations, it's a very difficult day playing against a team like that. No, it wasn't anything scheme-wise. It was, you know, they just played better than we did. No, it's hard to hold him down. He's a great back, and he made a couple guys miss in the hole, and, you know, he's you got to give him a lot of credit. He's a very good back, and for the most part, you know, we had him wrapped up, but, you know, he wasn't making huge runs. I mean, I think he made a couple nice runs, but, you know, he was getting 8 yards a crack down the stretch and, you know, leaving them in second and short, and that ends up being the difference. Well, that's so early in the game, you know, it really, there's a lot of football to be played at that time. And, you know, obviously, you know, we want to come out and try to take the crowd out of the game. And I thought with our return and then our touchdown, you know, we had a chance to do that a little bit, but then they came right back and made a big play with the kickoff return. And, you know, they did a nice job on special teams today. They had some big returns, and they have a lot of skilled players, but they do a nice job. Well, no, I mean, we got to go look at the film. You know, I'm sure Coach Alomar will look, and I don't know what happened on the field. I didn't go up and ask him what happened on the field, but obviously somebody got out of their lane, and, you know, I don't know who, but, you know, it's not the way you draw it up. No, he didn't have no pressure on him. He just didn't hit him right. You know, I mean, he had a couple good ones, but, you know, for the most part, consistency of turning him over like you're used to seeing, you know, he just wasn't able to do that. It wasn't because of any injury or any pressure or anything. Well, we got to be able to stay out of such long yard situations, and we need to protect the passer. You know, we had a couple plays that, you know, when we had some big play opportunities, dropped a couple balls. You know, you just need to take advantage of your opportunities, and we didn't do that. And, you know, there's a lot of pressure on the quarterback, which we need to figure out how to stay out of those long yard situations so we can give them a chance to get the ball off a little faster. Well, just that we need to regroup. You know, we have the big game next week, and we need to regroup and have pride in who we are and what we're about. I believe that we have strong enough senior leadership here to rebound and have a good week. You know, I still don't think this is about anything of effort or focus or intensity. You know, it's about making enough plays against good teams to be able to win. And he did some good things. He didn't really turn the football over till the end. And, you know, and I think that's saying a lot when you have that much pass pressure on you. Pass rush on you, and you know, so I thought he was fairly smart with the ball. He didn't make bad things worse, really. And I thought he threw a couple nice balls. He threw a nice, great long ball to Varan down the middle. You know, that we didn't end up coming up with. But yeah, I thought for the most part, Kevin played pretty well. You know, with what he had to work with. No, he'll start again next week.
Here are quotes from linebacker Zach Follett.
Yeah, well, it doesn't matter who we play next. I'm so frustrated at this point. I just want to go out there and win. So, right. The first play, I can tell what kind of a tackle or who's going to be blocking me. And he put his hands on me and he's holding me. So I just walked over to him. I said, we got a holder, 76, just watch out for him. And the next thing you know, I get a hands to the face call. And then later on throughout the whole game, I'm getting held and I'm being held and I'm trying to turn to the ref to show him that I'm being held. I can't even turn to him. And I go up to him and I'm like, are you going to call something? And he goes, you're away from the play, so it doesn't matter. So, you know, I'm not in the NFL. I'm not going to be fined. These refs are horrible. And I got that late hit penalty. That was BS too. I'm leaving my feet. I had two personal fouls, so midway through the second half, I had to take away my aggressiveness so I didn't get kicked out of the game, and I wasn't too pleased. No, he's a good back. Yeah, definitely. First play, I gave him a hit, and he started talking a little bit, and I just calmed him down. Hey, man, I'm a fan of yours, you know. You played a great game against SC, and he's a good back. Him and his brother, they're thick, and you try to hit him hard, and I felt some of those hits more than they did, I think. They're definitely solid backs, and they're going to have a good career. Yeah, he does a good job reading the hold, and if you're not fitting in your gap the right way every time, he's going to exploit it. And it kind of hurt us giving up as many yards as we did on fly sweep, and I think that was kind of taking guys out of their gap when they see eight coming around and they give the give. And it was just, they had a good game plan, but I tell you the truth, hats off to our defense. Our defense played a hell of a game. Coach Gregory put us in position to do good, and in my eyes, I think we gave up 13 points, but it's a three-phase game, and we got to put them all together to win. Yeah, I can't say the camaraderie and, like, the focus. We have a great team, and we play as a family, and we go out there and win, but we're just not, I don't know. I don't know if it's the players not making the plays or the coaches not making the calls. We just gotta find a way through this, you know, keep our head up, keep pushing through it, and get a win against Stanford.
Here are quotes from running back Javid Best.
They're a good team, and their punt team was punting the ball and keeping us down there, and their kickoff team did a good job of covering. Not letting us break another big one, but we just needed to take the field position that we had and make something happen. Just blocking was perfect, and Will Tafu led me to the last man, and then I just used my speed after that. They did a little bit of the D-line slanting, so we weren't really sure where they were going to be at, and they just kept slanting back and forth. We got to get the S back. We got to go in this week ready to work. It's real, real frustrating. And then when we do get in the rhythm, we might have a penalty or something like that. So we're just killing ourselves offensively. Just a matter of fact that when I go in on kickoff return, and I can't start the drive, so I felt like I wanted to start the drive.
Is that your request?
Yeah, that was my request. I thought that was going to be a touchdown. I think I shouldn't have thought that, because that's the reason why I wanted to run so fast. But, I just got to focus in and catch the ball and just make a play. It's deflating a little bit, but we knew we were going to be in a fight, so we knew that they were going to respond when we score, and we would have to come back and score again. So we knew it was going to happen like that. We just got to believe in each other. We got to believe that we're going to throw the ball and catch the ball, that we're going to run the ball. We just got to believe. I don't really know the mood, but I know a lot of guys are mad, ready to work, so, that's a good thing. Yeah, there's definitely a difference. People are yelling and screaming. Nobody likes losing, obviously, but it doesn't sit well with this team.
Here are quotes from wide receiver Jeremy Ross.
It was frustrating, man. We had a lot of chance to make big plays, but things just happened, man. We didn't get it there sometimes, and receivers wasn't getting when our routes, we ran it properly, but, not good enough, but it was frustrating, getting a lot of opportunities, and not really be able to capitalize off, what the defense gave us. I think we can continue to do what we're doing, I feel like we have a good offense, good coaches, and offensive coordinator is good, just keep playing, keep doing our assignments, it's not the plays that we run that are wrong, I think we just got to, as a team, do our assignments better, and I think that'll open up a lot more stuff, it's football, just play ball, run the ball, pass the ball, keep it balanced. We actually just put it in this week, we thought, me doing a lot of screen reverses, that attracted defense a lot, giving me a little screen, so we thought we'd throw a pass off it, I think it'd be wide open, so it was. As soon as I got it, I looked at him, seen him running wide open, so I just threw it fast, and I seen the dude coming, and I got hit after I threw it, but I seen him do it. I was big, man, definitely coming off of this loss, Stanford got the axe from the last, got the axe from us last year, that was pretty upsetting, so they coming to our house too, being that this is a big rival, we got to come in and you know, really prepare, you know what I mean, to defeat these guys.
Yeah,
most definitely, man. You know, what happens to a lot of teams is, you know, they fall apart, you know, when a certain goal seems like it can't be reached no more. But, you know, like the coach was talking about in there, you know, we're not going to fall or become sluggish. You know, we're going to keep working hard and finish the season strong.
Here are quotes from cornerback Darian Hagan.
Kind of, you know, the kicking game, we couldn't really get too much going. So, you know, that kind of hurt us a little bit, put our backs up against the bar. But I think we, you know, managed to keep them out in the end zone as much as they were down there. So, and, you know, we got some things to work on, but overall we did a good job. I think that's a big game for us, you know, coming off this loss. Came for two losses, you know, the past 2 weeks. So, we got a chip on our shoulder, you know, so we got some things to work on. Hopefully, offense, defense, and the kicking game, you know, get the job done for us this week and prepare well to, you know, get the win versus Stanford. Not really, you know, it's hard to lose back-to-back games, you know, being the big games that they were, but our mentality, you know, it doesn't change. It has to, you know, has to grow, actually. So, you know, hopefully our guys come out next week, you know, and prepare well and try to get this win next week, you know, big rivalry. So everybody should have, great expectations for next week. They were finding holes in the zone. You know, the zone defense is really all about finding that hole, you know, and a few times they happened to find it, you know, and it kind of hurt us a little bit. But, you know, as I said, we kept them out the end zone for the most part. So, you know, overall, I think we did all right.
Here are quotes from quarterback Kevin Riley.
The defense was, I mean, it was definitely good, and we knew that. You know, it was just about us not making enough plays. I mean, we had chances. The whole entire game, you know, I miss a throw, we get a penalty, drop ball. I mean, it's everything. You know? It's throughout the game, we just messed up too many times. Yeah, I mean, we just got to limit mistakes. I mean, we've been doing it all year, and, you know, it's about time we stop doing it. Yeah, I mean, that's what we want to do. We want to come out strong. We got a touchdown, and, you know, their kickoff return was definitely a blow right after that. But, you know, we weren't really worried, and we knew it was going to be a close game throughout the entire day, so... Yeah, I mean, we knew coming in it was going to be a loud crowd, but it was no different than last week, and it didn't bother the offense at all. They just went man, and then we had a one-on-one matchup, and we took it. We liked the matchup with Grant, and he made a good play. Definitely a big deal, you know, losing the Axe last year, and, you know, just we got to see who we are as a team now. I mean, you know, we don't want to happen the same thing as last year with a couple losses in a row. And, you know, we got to look at ourselves and make plays and limit mistakes, and let's be a football team. Yeah, do it. I think just preparing better in practice, being mentally prepared more, and just, you know, just being ready and knowing you got to make plays when you got to make plays. It starts with everybody, you know, every person on the team. You know, there's definitely a few times where I couldn't step into a throw, and, you know, they cut out my legs, and I just threw all upper body, and this ended up being this terrible throw. And, you know, they had a good pass rush on some plays, and, you know, and they did a good job. We knew it was going to happen, but we got to make plays. No, I mean, it was all about the game. I mean, playing back home, you know, it was a cool deal. You know, don't get the chance very often, but it was always about the game. So. No, I mean, that's also what we got to see. You know, we got to see where we're at. You know, I think we're going to be fine and bounce back and play strong, but, you know, it's just, we'll see. I mean, I have no, you know, I know going into next week we're going to be ready to play, and we got to be. No, you know, they're doing what we expected. We knew their two DMs were fast, though. You know, good speed rush guys, and they did a good job of doing what they do, and, you know, it's about us making plays. No, I mean, it was the same situation as last year. You know, we knew we had to go down there and do something, but I think their two-minute defense was a lot better this time, that's for sure. Mixed it up from last year, you know, played some three cloud and not very many holes in there. I tried to fit it in, slipped down my hand, got hit, and this thing's gonna go. We'll see. I mean, most likely, yes, but I mean, we'll see. No, but I mean, when you're pushed back in your own end zone, it's harder to get, you know, like play action plays like that, try and make a big play because you're just backed up and, I mean, it changes it a little bit, but, you know, you just try and get out there more. You know, football's a big field position game. And, you know, this playing so we didn't make any plays. It's always, you know. On the road again.